Okay, this is the title of my talk, Non-BPS Debrance on Calabi or Orifold, and details of this work can be found in this paper. Okay, first I will summarize the results we have found in this our work. So first, I will start with type 2A theory on a particular Calabi or threefold orifold with its Hodge numbers 11,11. Then I will take a system containing a pair of non-BPS D strings on this background, which can be this non-BPS D strings in the blown up limit can be interpreted as a single D2 Bren wrapped on a non-supersymmetric two cycles of the Calabi threefold. Then we will determine the region of stability of the moduli space for this system. Next, I will show that beyond the region of this stability, this system of this pair of non-BPS D strings, this can decay into a pair of non-BPS D3 Brens. And at one point on the boundary of this region of stability, there exists an exactly marginal boundary deformation, which connects the boundary conformal field theory, which describes the initial non-BPS D strings, to the boundary conformal field theory of the non-BPS D3 Brens. Perhaps I will not find enough time to go into the details of these calculations, but I will just mention as I go along. And next, I will show that we get a nice phase diagram in the region of this moduli space. So let me just put this here. Okay, so I will not discuss any derivation of these results, but I will just sketch how did we got these results. So first, let me start with the particular orifold background, which has been discussed extensively by Ferreira, Harvey, Strominger, and Vafa. And this is the construction of this orifold goes as follows. We start with this fourfold cover, which is six-dimensional torus, spanned by x4 to x9. And then we mod it out by two Z2 transformations, namely I4 and I4 prime, which the action of this two Z2 transformation has been given here. The first I4 basically generates the K3 subspace. And the I4 prime, it acts in this following way with two half shifts along X6 and X8. And note that only I4 produce fixed points, but neither I4 prime or I4 prime I4 produce any fixed points. And they don't have any action on the non-compact coordinates, which is 0, 1, 2, and 3. And this generates this Calabi threefold orifold with this particular Hodge number 11,11. So now I will discuss the configuration which we take in this background. So type 2A theory on this particular Calabi orifold. Now I will take a non-BPS D string which wraps along the direction x9, and all other 8 coordinates is given here. And in particular, since I am working in a orifold background, I should always work with I4 times I4 prime invariant configuration. This alone, this non-BPS D string is an I4 invariant configuration, but it's not an I4 prime invariant configuration. So if I take into account the I4 prime image of it, which the location of its image is given here, so then together with its image, this non-BPS D string is I4 times I4 prime invariant configuration. So this I have summarized here. This D-string, non-BPS D-string along with its I4 prime image, it's an I4 times I4 prime invariant configuration. And in the orifold theory, this represents a single object. And this can be shown explicitly by boundary state calculation by looking at the translational zero modes of this system. Okay, now I will determine the region of stability in the moduli space for this particular system. So first note that I have started with a non-BPS D-string which contains a tachyon in its spectrum, but that tachyon is killed by the I-4 projection. But there are various in other ways where the tachyon may appear. For example, if you consider the D-string and its various images. For example, images, the open string stretch between the D-string and its various images may contain tachyon. The first kind of images is the images under the I-4 prime, and the second kind of the images under the translation by 2 pi ri along the compact directions xi, where I runs from 4 to 8. But the tachyon which appears from these images, second kind of images, they give rise to BPS decay channels, namely the end products are BPS debrands, which has been already shown by Shen and Bergman and Gabardiel. So we will restrict ourselves in the particular region of the moduli space such that no such tachyons appear from this sector. So in particular, this gives restrictions on the R6 and R8 and R7 in this following way, that all these R6, R7, and R8, they are the radius are greater than equal to 1 by root 2, and R9 is less than equal to root 2. So I will particularly concentrate on the instability which arises from the tachyon from the per image under I4 prime. So look at the tachyon which appears from the open string stretch between the non-BPS D string and its image under I4 prime. And in this case, one can show that the effective moduli space is basically two-dimensional, spanned by the radii R6 and R8. Which basically controls the distance between the D-string and this I4 prime image. For example, I have plotted here in this figure the location of the D-string and this I4 prime image in the X6, X8 plane and in the X4, X5 plane. And once given this configuration, one can write down the the mass formula for the lowest mode tachyons, which appears from the open string stretch between this D-string and this I4 prime image. So this is the mass formula for these lowest mode tachyons. And in particular, if we demand that there is no, there doesn't exist any tachyon, and the most stringent conditions comes from if I set A4 and A5 equal to 0 in that mass formula, then no tachyon condition is implies that the R6 and R8 should satisfy this kind of inequality. And if I go on to the critical curve, which is given by the equality in this equation, R6 square plus R8 square equal to 2, then this particular tachyonic mode becomes massless. And actually, this massless tachyonic mode at the critical radii R6 equal to R8 equal to 1, which satisfies this equality, can be shown to be an exactly marginal boundary perturbation. So now if I start from the analysis from the other way around, if from the non-BPS D3 band side, then one can also show that if we demand that there doesn't exist any tachyon in the spectra of open strings joining the pair of BPS D3 band, then R6 and R8 should satisfy this kind of inequality. And also demanding that if I compare the mass of the DE1 brain and the D3 brain system, then one can show that this R6, R8 should be greater than or equal to 1. So given all these curves, one can now plot them on the R6, R8 plane and get this nice phase diagram, where this red curve denotes the circle R6 square plus R8 square equal to 2. The blue curve is the rectangular hyperbola R6, R8 equal to 1. And the green curve denotes the this curve particularly. So it shows that the moduli space is broken into four different phases, region 1, 2, 3, and 4. So now we'll discuss what are these regions correspond to. In the first place, in the region 1, within the circle, So the D3-prane pair has no tachyon, and also this pair is lighter than the D1-brain pair, but the D1-brain pair contains tachyon. So in this region, D3-brain pair is stable, but the D1-brain pair is unstable. And the opposite things happen in region 2. Here the D1-brain pair has no tachyon, and hence it is stable, but the D3-brain pair contains tachyon, and hence it is unstable. Interesting thing happens in region 3 and 4, where none of this D1-brain and D3-brain contains any tachyon, but if you compare the mass of these two systems in region 3, then one can show that the mass of D3-brain pair is greater than the mass of D1-brain pair, and hence the D-string pair in this region 3 is in stable state, whereas the D3-brain pair is in the metastable state. And the opposite thing happens in region 4, where the D-string pair is in the metastable state, but the D3-brain pair is in the stable state. And one can show that at this, note that all these curves pass through this critical radii, R6 equal to R8 equal to 1. This point is equal to where both radii equal to 1. And at this point, one can find that massless tachyonic mode, which I have already mentioned, that become exactly marginal. So one can continuously connect the BCFT, the BCFT of the D-string pair, which exists here, where the D-string pair is stable here. Continuously connect the BCFT of the D-string pair to the D3-brain pair BCFT. In this region, the D3-brain pair is stable. So this is the comment which I've just mentioned, that at this critical radii, R6 equal to R8 equal to 1, there exists an exactly marginal boundary deformation, which comes from the massless tachyonic mode, which I have written down, and through which the BCFT of D-string can be deformed smoothly to the BCFT of the D3-brain pair. So in the remaining few minutes, I will just discuss how did we get the determine the decay products, starting from the initial configuration of non-BPS D-strings. So the basic principle is to compare the quantum numbers of the initial system and the final decay products, namely mass, bulk Ramond-Ramond charge, which is zero for both initial and final systems, since I'm dealing with non-BPS brains, and the twisted Ramond-Ramond charge. So actually, the calculation becomes simpler in the type 2B language, where I have T-dualized the system along X9. So the initial system becomes a pair of D0 brains situated at this point on the X6, X8 plane. And given this configuration, one can easily write down the twisted Ramond-Ramond charge associated with these fixed points, which are denoted by cross marks on this graph. So these are the twisted Ramond-Ramond charge for the initial configuration, which is non-vanishing only at these two points and vanishes at these two points. And also for the final system, which in the 2B language becomes a D2 brain pair, spanning the X6 and X8 directions. So from the boundary state of these D2 brains, one can write down the twisted Ramond-Ramond charge associated with these fixed points through which these D brains pass. And for example, the Ramond-Ramond twisted Ramond-Ramond charge at the point 0,0 is given by half epsilon, where this epsilon is equal to plus minus 1. And these quantities, theta 6 and theta 8, which appears in this formula, are basically the Wilson lines along the X6 and X8. And remember that our system should be invariant under I4 and I4 prime. So this I4 prime invariance restricts the value of theta 6 and theta 8 to be 0 or either 0 or pi. And I4 prime invariance implies that both theta 6 or theta 8 should be equal to 0, or theta 6 and theta 8 should be equal to pi. So given these conditions and applying the twisted Ramond-Ramond charge conservations, from this set of equations, one can determine the value of this epsilons, thetas, theta 6 and theta 8. And for example, if we start with n number of D2 brains, and if I demand that the initial system decays into some final system, so that the mass of the initial system is greater than the mass of the final decay products, then there is some conditions on R6 and R8, which becomes less stringent for n equal to 2. And for n equal to 2, this condition is automatically satisfied, provided R6 square plus R8 square is less than equal to 2, which is naturally the region of instability of the initial system. And so for n equal to 2, one can show that one of the D2 brains should carry Z2 Wilson lines along X6 and X8. So finally, just let me mention that this non-VPS D3 brains can be given an interpretation in the blown-up limit. This represents a VPS D4 brain wrapped on a homologically trivial force cycle, but which carries non-trivial magnetic flux through various homology 2 cycles. So that's all. Thank you.
There are questions? If not, let us thank the speaker again. The next speaker is Nemani Sudhyanarayana, and the title is Raymond-Raymond Couplings of Non-Com-